Way I Found Her, written by Rose Tremaine and read by Tom Haywood.
Part 1. There are days when it feels really cold in here. I'll admit, I hope it doesn't get much colder, because then I might have to move, and I don't want to move. I'm okay where I am. I like lying in the dark and listening to the wind. I've begun to believe anyway that the cold comes from inside me, not from outside. Moving might not change a thing, because it's like some kind of frost has got into me. It's forming icy crystals along my spine. It's telling me that time is going along differently in me and making me old in the space of this one winter. Not that I care, really. I don't want to talk about the present. It's Valentina I want to talk about. She's the only subject that's in my mind. I think I'll start with something else, though. I'll start with the moment when I noticed that my mother had become a beautiful woman. I once thought beauty was something only found in old paintings. It never really occurred to me that ordinary people could be beautiful, here and now. And then I saw, that day in July, that they could be, and that my mother was one of them. She was sitting in my room, by my window, trying to mend my action man, whose name was Elroy, or at least it had been Elroy. But now Elroy's torso had parted from his pelvis, so I personally knew that he was dead and finished, and I told Mum not to bother with him. I never played with him anymore, but she took no notice of me. She just sat there, very intent, like a lace maker or like a mathematician, with the sun on her crazy hair, trying to bring Elroy back into existence. And that's when I noticed it. The fantastic, gorgeous beauty of my mother, Alice Little. She was 37, and I was 13. She'd had me when she was 24. The birth had been easy, everyone said, because I was so small, such an absolute puny. I weighed about 5 pounds. In the photograph they took of me, in the nursing home, I looked like a piece of Play-Doh. I'm amazed anyone wanted to keep me. Under the photograph, some nurse has written, "Baby Lewis, aged 3 days." It's embarrassing to think I started out so pathetically. Luckily, parents don't see you as you are. What they see is beauty. It was the day before we left our house in Devon and went to Paris. I could describe it as the day before my real life began. Mum was wearing a little mauve skimpy top and drapey kind of skirt she'd bought from an Indian shop. Elroy, in his Royal Marines uniform, lay on this skirt, and his motionless blue eyes looked up at Mum's hair, which is extremely startling kind of hair, like a red thorn tree. Her arms are freckled, and she told me that when she was a little girl growing up in Scotland, she used to believe that freckles were in the air, like snow, and fell on your arms and on your nose when you went roller skating on summer afternoons. She used to try to wash them off in the bath with a loofah. She had to give up on Elroy, as I knew she would. Everything plastic is difficult to mend. Nothing bonds with it. So I kicked him under my bed to lie in the darkness and dust, and I thought, that darkness and dust that he's lying in, there's something else in it too. It's the boy I was when I imagined Elroy was real. On the plane taking us to Paris, I saw that other people had noticed Mum's beauty. They sat in their blue and red airline seats watching her. Not just the men. I saw the women wondering if her thorn tree hair was really growing out of her scalp. The man sitting next to Mum on the aisle side had been so disturbed by her that he was having difficulty opening the little foil packet of peanuts he'd been given with his drink. He began to tear at the peanut packet with his teeth. He tore so frantically that peanuts exploded over his drinks table and cascaded down into his silk-suited lap. He was Italian, and he swore under his breath. Italian swearing sounds as if it's the dirtiest language on earth, as if the swearer's tongue is licking the grating over a drain. Then I got out the brand new notebook my father had given me before we left, and wrote in it the first of all the things I came to write down in the coming weeks. The notebook was bought at the airport Smith's and had a photograph of a Concorde on it. "There you are, Lewis," my father had said.
"Concorde? Great," I said. "Thanks, brilliant."
Except that we weren't on Concorde. We were on some enormous jumbo plane about 10 seats wide. The stewards wore Dreylon shirts. At the back was a gaggle of babies mewling. It wasn't the best place in the sky to be.
"What are you writing?" asked Alice.
"Nothing much," I said. "Just a private theory." I called it Lewis Little's Exploding Peanut Theory of Beauty.